So, in yesterday's lesson, we learned a lot about sushi.
Yes, we learned that in the beginning, that is, 1400 years ago, there was no rice in the sushi.
And we also learned that sushi is very good for your health. We learned that fish oil and seaweed are healthy.
寿司呢又健康又好吃。不过呢我想问问看 Clayton, have you ever eaten sushi at a Japanese restaurant?
Of course, many times.
So, do you know how to eat sushi?
Well, I usually use chopsticks.
用筷子啊没有错 but do you know the Japanese way to eat sushi?
I thought they use chopsticks too.
Not really. 我们今天呢就要跟 Bob 还有 Daisy 来到一家日本料理店，试试看呢日本人到底怎么样吃这个寿司的。
Eating sushi the Japanese way. Conversation A.
What's the hot towel for?
To clean your hands before you touch the sushi.
Don't use chopsticks.
No, we'll try the Japanese way.
Cool. And I can't wait to try toro.
Me too. But we'll eat it last.
How come?
It has a rich taste. If you eat it first, you can't taste the other fish.
他们的寿司看起来真是非常的好吃。诶, Clayton, what are you doing? What is this for?
Well, this is my MP3 player, and of course it's for listening to music. Right now, I'm getting rid of some songs that I don't want to listen to.
哦，原来 Clayton 这个 MP3 player 呢，就是我们平常用来听音乐啊，或者是呢，他说他现在呢要把他不想要的歌呢把它删除。那我刚刚问的这个 Clayton, what is this for? 如果你问说呢 ，what is something for 呢，就是说，哎，某个东西是用来干嘛的呢？像在这个对话一开始呢 ，Bob 就问说 ，what is the hot towel for? For 这个呢 ，hot towel 这个热毛巾到底是用来干嘛？难怪 Bob 会问了，因为呢，一般我们在吃西餐的时候呢，我们是不会有这个热毛巾的。
Right, so you use the hot towel to clean your hands before you touch the sushi. Now, when you touch something, that just means you put your hand on it.
原来日本人他们吃这个寿司的方式呢，就是用手来拿，而不是用这个 chopsticks。那我们看到 chopstick 这个名词 chopstick 呢它是筷子的意思那当然咯筷子通常是两根是一双所以呢它是复数的 chopsticks 那如果你真的要说一双筷子你就可以说 a pair of chopsticks a pair of chopsticks
So Bob is really excited to eat something called toro He says coolAnd I can't wait to try toro. Now, if you can't wait to do something, that means you're very excited about it. You really want to do it, and you don't want to wait.
这里呢，我们看到一个很这个实用的片语，就是 can't wait to do something， 就是等不及要做某件事情。你也可以说 can't wait for something， 等不及某个东西。那在这里呢，Bob 跟 Daisy 他们看到这个很好吃的这个sushi， 很好吃的寿司，然后呢 ，Bob 就说，哦，我等不及要吃这个 toro， I can't wait to eat toro。那我们看到了 toro 这个字，这个是什么意思呢？其实呢，它本来是一个日文，它就是尾鱼肚的意思。我们知道呢，英文里面的尾鱼其实是 tuna， 那这个 toro 呢是指的尾鱼的这个腹部尾鱼肚。那因为尾鱼肚呢它是比较稀少，所以我们知道这个 toro 尾鱼肚呢通常也是卖的比较贵。
So Daisy is also really excited about eating the toro. So she says, "Me too, but we'll eat it last." And what she means is.We should eat it at the end of the meal.
这边呢我们看到了 last 这个字， last 呢它可以当副词或者是当形容词，都是最后的的意思。那跟它相对的第一首先呢则是 first 这个字。来这边呢他说呢Daisy 就建议 Bob 说诶你应该要最后吃这个尾鱼肚这个 Toro。
Then Bob asks, how come? Which just means why?Why should we eat Toro at the end of the meal?
这里呢我们看到了 how come 这个用法。How come 呢其实就是等于我们学过的 why, 也就是为什么。那只是呢这个 how come 呢比较口语一点。那这里呢就是因为 Daisy 跟 Bob 说你应该要最后吃这个尾鱼肚。所以呢这个 Bob 觉得很奇怪就问说 how come? Why? 为什么要这样子呢
Well, Daisy explains that it has a rich taste. Now, if something has a rich taste, that means that the taste is very strong.
这里呢，原来 Daisy 就揭晓答案了。她说呢，因为这个尾鱼肚呢 has a rich taste.这个 taste 这个字呢它是一个名词就是口味味道的意思那 rich 在这里呢也就是味道浓我们知道呢 Toro 就是尾鱼的肚子那它的脂肪含量比较多所以呢它的口味它的味道呢会比较浓郁一些那比较适合呢放在最后吃
Right, because if you eat something rich first then later it will be hard to taste something else that has a light flavor.
如果呢你先吃到这个味道比较浓郁的等会儿呢你再吃别的味道比较淡的你就没有办法尝到其他鱼的味道了。因此 Daisy 就建议他说哦、oh, keep it till the last, 最后再吃吧。
Alright, everybody. We have more to come, so stay with us.
Eating sushi the Japanese way. Conversation B.
I heard wasabi is good for our teeth.
Maybe, but you use too much.
It's okay. I like spicy food.
But you want to taste the fish, not the wasabi.
All right.So, what should I do now?
Dip just the fish in the soy sauce.
I know that. That way, you can taste the rice.
Jenny, I heard that there's a new Japanese restaurant near our office.
And I heard its food is really good.
Wow, that sounds great. We should go sometime.
Right. 我们刚刚呢一言用了两次这个 I heard. I heard 这个 heard 呢就是 hear 这个动词的过去式就是听到。那如果你要讲说哦，我听说什么什么事啊你就可以用 I heard 来开头。
Now there's something special that you eat with sushi, and it's called wasabi. Now wasabi is another Japanese word that we have in English, just like toro.
这里呢我们看到了 wasabi 这个字。那这个字呢也是呢这个原来是日文那现在英文里面也用 wasabi 这个字。这个字相信呢我们大家也都非常的熟悉。就是呢常常我们在吃日本料理的时候会用到那个绿绿的这个东西叫做其实它叫做山葵齁山葵。那它呢尝起来是如何呢问问看这个 Clayton 知不知道。So, how does it taste?
Well, wasabi is spicy.Now, when you eat spicy foods, your mouth will feel very hot. Wasabi is special, though. When you eat it, your nose will feel hot, too.
没错，这个 wasabi 呢，尝起来就真的是非常的 spicy。spicy 呢是一个形容词，就是辣的意思。不知道你们有没有这样的经验，吃这个 wasabi 的时候呢，不只是嘴巴辣，连鼻子都觉得热热辣辣的，好像都快要流出眼泪，流出这个鼻涕了。那这个呢，就是这个我们这边讲到这个 wasabi。那讲到这个 spicy 呢，除了 wasabi 我们说是这个辣的以外，还有什么是辣的呢？比方说这个辣椒 chili pepper is spicy too。那还有其他的口味啊，除了辣以外，比方说你说甜的就是 sweet， 那你说酸的呢就是 sour， 那还有像是苦的呢，我们就会用 bitter。 那这边呢讲到说啊，没关系，我是 Bob， 我喜欢吃这个辣的食物，多加点 wasabi 好了。
Yeah, because wasabi is good for your health, just like other Japanese food. So what can wasabi do? Well, it can help to clean your teeth.
这边呢 wasabi is good for our teeth， 对我们的 teeth 牙齿很好。我们先看到 teeth 这个字， teeth 呢就是牙齿的意思，不过呢这个字它是复数的哦。那如果要讲一颗牙齿单数怎么办呢？就是 tooth 这个字。那为什么 wasabi 对牙齿很好呢？原来呢它可以帮助杀菌，帮助清洁牙齿，所以对牙齿很好哦。
So even though wasabi tastes good, and it's good for your teeth, Daisy tells Bob not to put too much. Why not? Well, if you put too much wasabi, you won't be able to taste the fish.
他这边呢 ,Daisy 提醒 Bob 说呢，你不要放太多这个 wasabi 哦，要不然你没有办法尝到这个鱼的味道。而且呢这边 Daisy 说 ,but you want to taste the fish, not the wasabi. 你要尝的是鱼的味道，而不是芥末 wasabi 的味道。那我们这边看到了这个讲完了一句话，后面讲 not 什么什么，不是什么什么，那这个呢是用来强调东西或是澄清的东西。比方说呢，我会说 My English name is spelled J-E-N-N-I-E instead of not Jenny J-E-N-N-Y， 我的英文名字呢是拼成这个 J-E-N-N-I-E not J-E-N-N-Y， 而不是这个后面这种拼法。那回到我们的对话当中，我想要问的是 But what does Daisy ask Bob to do then?
Well, she asks him to dip the fish or the sushi in soy sauce. Now, soy sauce is a kind of black sauce. It's salty. We eat it with Chinese food a lot. So when you dip something, that means you take it and you put it in something like sauce or juice. And then it can have more taste.
Dip 这个动词呢，它就是沾的意思。它的三态是 dip, dipped, dipped。不过要注意哦，你要重复字尾的 P 再加 ED， 不要忘记了。那这边呢 ，Daisy 就说，那你就把鱼肉 dip the fish into the soy sauce。那什么是 soy sauce 呢？我们先看看 soy 这个字 ，soy 呢它是黄豆的意思，那 sauce 呢就是酱料。那什么是黄豆的酱料呢？没有错，就是酱油。我们知道酱油是用黄豆制作出来的。那接下来呢 ，Bob 他就说 ，That way we can taste the rice. What does he mean?
Well, he just means so that he can taste the rice. So he wants to be able to taste the rice.
原来 Bob 的意思是说，哎，这么一来呢，这样子的话呢，你就可以尝到这个米饭的味道，不要沾太多的酱料，鱼沾一点点就可以尝到米饭的香味。那我们现在呢，就来看 word power 吧。
Word power.
Well, I can't wait to start word power, so let's get to the first word, which is can't wait to. Can't wait to.
Can't wait to 是一个片语，是等不及要做某件事。
I can't wait to go to the show tonight.
我等不及要去看今天晚上的表演了。It must be great.
Must be. Next one, last. Last.
Last 是一个副词，最后的。
Mark finished his test last.
Mark 呢，他是最后一个做完考试的人。
Spicy, spicy.
Spicy 形容词辣的。
Whoa, This soup is really spicy.
哇，这个汤也太辣了吧。
Must be Thai seafood soup. That kind of soup is very spicy.
It must be.
And the last word, dip. Dip.
Dip 是动词沾的意思，它的三态是 dip, dipped, dipped. 不过要注意啊，记得重复字尾的 p 再加 ed。
Kenny likes to dip cookies in his milk.
Kenny 呢喜欢呢把这个他的饼干沾到牛奶里面去。
Okay, everybody, there's more to come. Stay with us.
Eating sushi the Japanese way.
What's the hot towel for?
To clean your hands before you touch the sushi.
Don't use chopsticks.
No, we'll try the Japanese way.
Cool. And I can't wait to try Toro.
Me too.But we'll eat it last.
How come?
It has a rich taste. If you eat it first, you can't taste the other fish.
I heard wasabi is good for our teeth.
Maybe, but you use too much.
It's okay. I like spicy food.
But you want to taste the fish, not the wasabi.
All right, so what should I do now?
Dip just the fish in the soy sauce.
I know that. That way, we can taste the rice.
Review time!
So for this review time, you just need to give short answers to these questions.
今天我们的复习时间呢，要来做的是简答题。
First question, what are the hot towels for?
这个 hot towels, 热毛巾是用来干嘛的呢？I think it's used to clean your hands, right? 清洁手的。
Right, you should have clean hands before you eat.、
Mm-hmm.
Second question,What's the Japanese way to eat sushi?
日本式的吃寿司方式是什么呢? To use your hands, just use your hands, right?
Right, use your hands.、
Mm-hmm.
And the third question, what do you dip in soy sauce?
你把什么东西拿来沾这个酱油呢?那根据我们对话里面学到呢,你只要沾鱼就好了, just the fish.
Right.、Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, I hope you did well.Do stay with us.
Living phrases.
How come you failed your test?
Because I didn't have time to study.
How come?
I was very busy last night.
How come you were so busy?
Well, I had to do things for my mom.
How come you didn't tell your mom you had to study?
Well,
what's that in your hand? A note. Great. great party last night, Ryan.
It was just a small party. For my mom.
I see. How come you didn't tell me the truth?
Just for fun.
Today's tongue twister goes like this. Three gray geese in the green grass greeted Glenn gladly. So we've got a person in this one, Glenn, and somebody says hi to Glenn. Who's that?
That's the geese in the grass.
Oh, geese. You know, they're those birds. They're big. Sometimes they fly. Sometimes we eat them. So we've got some geese, and where are they?
They're in the grass. Uh-huh. You know, Clayton, I think this is a hard one, because having words like grass and greeted, the GR words, together with the Glenn and gladly, the GL words, makes it a really good tongue twister.
I think so too. Okay, let me try one time. Three gray geese in the green glass. No, it's not the green glass. It's the green grass. Oh, I didn't even get halfway through. How about you try?
Okay. Three gray geese. Oh, I think I'm going too slow. I'll try again. Three gray geese in the green grass greeted Glenn gladly.
Wow, that was really good. Okay, but I need to get once through. Three gray geese in the green... Oh, it's hard.
It is hard. But what I do is I turn my brain off and then turn my mouth on.
Oh, okay. So I don't need to think too much. I just need to read the words. Three gray geese in the green grass gleat... No, they didn't gleat Glenn. They greeted Glenn. Oh, boy. This is hard. Maybe you can do it really fast and show me the right way.
Okay, I'll try it twice through. Three gray geese in the green grass greeted Glenn gladly. Three gray geese in the green grass greeted Glenn gladly. Oh, I can't do it. Now you've made me mess up too.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything very clearly. I just heard Angie saying glug. Okay, let me try one more time. Three gray geese in the green grass greeted Glenn gladly. Oh, it's still quite slow, but at least we can do it once through, okay? Maybe you can do it really fast.
Okay. Three gray geese in the green grass greeted Glenn gladly.
Maybe that's good enough for today. Okay, everybody. Stay with us. We have more to come.